pretty little world that teaches every little boy and girl to earn as much as they can possibly, then turn around and spend it foolishly. We created us a credit card mess. We spend the money that we don't possess. Our religion is to go and blow it all. So it's shopping every Sunday at the mall.
And good afternoon, America. Welcome to the Wednesday, July the 9th, 2008 broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming to you Monday through Friday right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're on the web at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Log on and bookmark it today. My name is William Roberts. Again, I've got good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you today. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, then you're in the right place at the right time to become Vocal Local. Today we'll be joined by a very special guest, a man that I've come to know and respect during this past year and a half while taking an active role in the grassroots political phenomena that sprung up spontaneously all across America and around the world in support of that Texas Republican Congressman Dr. Ron Paul's 2008 presidential campaign. Of the many tens of thousands of Americans that got on the Ron Paul bandwagon, some got on early, pulled out all the stops, and helped kick the campaign into warp drive. They distinguished themselves as true patriots and champions of freedom and liberty. And one such man is our guest today, the organizer of the Ron Paul 2008 meetup group from Springfield, Missouri, a man I truly value as a friend. So at this time, let's welcome a man that not only talks the talk but walks the walk, Mr. Jim Palmisano, as we become Vocal Local. Good afternoon, Jim. Are you with us?
William, thanks for the introduction. Appreciate it.
Well, you deserve every word of that and far more than that. I'll tell you, Jim, over this past year and a half or so, I've been watching from this really short distance between the Rocky Comfort area and over to Springfield and coming back and forth, and you definitely have been a man of action. But we have a short segment here, Jim, before we go into the first break. It's only about 4 or 5 minutes long. But okay. As you know, there's so very many people, both inside the patriot community and outside of it, that live their lives by choice or necessity as vicariously through the actions taken by others, that today what I'd like to do, Jim, is just to begin our conversation asking you to give the listeners an idea of just when and where you first heard of Dr. Paul's decision to run for president. And then we could go into your getting started with the meetup system and perhaps just walk them through the many, many experiences that followed. How was it that you first got wind of the Ron Paul presidential campaign, and what were your first steps?
Well, I was I stand as the Missouri coordinator for Restore the Republic, which is a group that popped up around Aaron Russo's documentary, America, Freedom to Fascism. One of the first two things that Aaron wanted us to accomplish as a group was, number one, to get Ron Paul elected, number two, to get rid of the Real ID Act. And Aaron was, I believe, was very instrumental in getting Dr. Paul to run, and as soon as he announced, our whole organization was on board immediately.
And about what time, what's the time frame on that?
Oh, I believe that was like March-April.
March-April 2007.
Yeah.
So you were right there in the very beginning.
In the very beginning, and I just happened to go to Ron Paul's website when they got it up, saw a little icon that said Meetup, didn't know what that was, clicked on it, read about it, and said, huh, let's give this a shot. So I started a Meetup group, and that was the 29th one in the country.
And that's important. That's important, too, because there were so very many that were formed all across the United States and around the world and in Africa and just in many places. But the idea to come in right off the bat, and certainly in the top 50, you definitely weren't sitting on a fence waiting for somebody else to take action. You stuck up for the plate and took a healthy swing and caught leather the first time. Now, folks, we're going to come back from this first break, and we'll continue with our guest, Jim Palmisano, and all of the activities that have led up to today that made the Ron Paul phenomenon what it was and what it still remains to be. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis, A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
Hi, I'm Ayala Jags. I'm in business just like you. I spend a lot of time on my cell phone, and I'm very concerned about the potential dangers of cell phone radiation, and you should be too. I found dozens of studies from around the world linking cell phone use to everything from skin conditions to brain tumors. It's shocking, it's scary. Numerous products claim to block cell phone radiation, but do they really? Then I found the Wave Shield. It's the only shielding device that has survived rigorous testing in FTC-listed lab and is proven to block up to 97% of cell phone radiation from entering your sensitive inner ear. The Wave Shield is easy to apply, it fits almost every phone, and it really, really works. Don't take chances. Protect yourself, protect your family. The Wave Shield is only $19.95. Take just a moment. Call and order your Wave Shield right now. The evidence is growing. Why take a chance? Protect everyone you love. Call now.
866-989-9147.
Last month, Ready Reserve Foods stated that by fall, food would be in short supply and the government would be forced to impose controls on food and food distribution because of civil unrest and panic. Well, the floods in the heartland of America have all but assured this will happen. It is estimated that 5 million acres of farmland will not be producing over 700 million bushels of corn alone. If you have ever thought about storing food, now is the time to do so. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202 for a free catalog. Larry Matlack, president of the American Agriculture Movement, stated on June 6th that the USDA has only enough wheat stored to make one half of a loaf of bread for every American. Visit us on the web at ReadyReserveFoods.com. 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Act now.
And we're back, folks, right here on Become Vocal Local, visiting with Jim Palmisano, the meetup organizer for the Springfield, Missouri meetup group. And Jim, as we were going in the break, you were telling a little bit about Aaron Russo and the organization that you were with. Now, when you started your meetup group, when you called your first meeting, did you have 500 people in the room?
Nope. Had three people show up.
Three.
I had no idea what to expect.
Well, you know, this is something that I hope other people will pay real close attention to, because on this broadcast we talk a lot about starting local voting precinct groups and taking action where we are. And when we think about starting a group, you know, you almost immediately get this vision of this big room full of people and whatnot. But in the beginning, when we're pioneering and getting things started and trying to find like-minded individuals, sometimes two or three is all it takes to give you the courage to continue. Would you agree?
Absolutely. It was actually pretty refreshing just for somebody to show up, because I really had no idea if anybody would show up, because I was the only member.
Exactly. And where did it go from there?
Well, my second meeting, there were about 10 people showed up, and that was really a shocker to me, because two of the gentlemen that showed up were probably in their 70s, and we really didn't have an agenda. We just were talking about issues like the Federal Reserve and income tax, and I was shocked that these two elderly gentlemen knew everything about the Federal Reserve. And I thought, oh my gosh, I had no idea that there was other people in my community that knew these things.
Isn't that amazing?
Oh, it was wonderful. And then from there, the group just continued to grow and grow. I think at one point, I can't remember if we, what we got up to, 160, 170 members eventually.
Okay.
It was incredible, and it, people just came out of the woodwork.
Well, I don't know if it struck you this way, Jim, but I got a very distinct feeling. I came back from, I don't recall the name of the parade that you, I think you must just have had it again, that runs through the center of Springfield in the rural, in the residential areas in there. What is the name of that parade?
That's the Midtown 4th of July parade.
The Midtown 4th of July parade. So that was where you and I first met. On that morning, and you were full of excitement, and we'd come over from our area and brought our group with us, and you guys had floats and trucks. Richard Michelson, is it? His van was all decorated up, beautiful job, and we participated in that parade together, the first time we really had a chance to meet. But, you know, this concept of coming together on a common principle or common idea, and finding out just how many people are around us that share these ideas. We think that we're isolated. We think we're alone, but we really aren't. And that was just the beginning of the system. I mean, from then it was parade and activity after the next. So let's go into that a little bit and see how the revolution. Oh, what I here now. This is what I wanted. I came back from that parade, and I was packing along a video that one of your members had given me. And when I got back, I sat down and I punched it into the computer and played it, DVD, and it opened up my eyes to an entirely new side of this campaign. On the one side, this is where we were coming from originally here in Rocky, we were coming from the Ron Paul traditional conservative Republican side of things, but after our visit with you all in Springfield and looking at that DVD, I realized that this revolution was an entirely different animal. And that the potential was incredible. And I don't think I was ever so energized by watching a single DVD as that one. But let's go into that. There's two sides of this revolution and how you've maximized on both sides of that.
Well, I think what most people don't understand is that, you know, this is a movement. You know, it wasn't so much a campaign for Ron Paul. And it was, you know, Ron Paul was just a figurehead.
Precisely.
You know, I mean, this is a movement. People are, they know the truth now because of, you know, the advent of the internet and all these video documentaries that are coming out. And, you know, the people that have been following along and really, you know, have been studying the problems of this country, you know, they had already heard of Ron Paul. They knew who Ron Paul was. And that's why they jumped on the wagon right away, because they finally had somebody they could go vote for. I talked to people that hadn't voted in 20, 25 years.
Seriously, one of the very best candidates that I have ever had the opportunity to either support with my time and energy or cast a ballot for.
Yes. Yes, exactly. And this movement has not stopped, and there's many, many facets to it. And we're just getting started.
Well, let's go into the political aspect. We did a lot of campaigning and the sign rallies and the videos, the YouTube videos and all of that. But then after a while, as we started getting closer and closer to Election Day, we realized that we were going to have to put on a new hat and go from the street warrior, so to speak, into a political animal. And at that point, things really started to change. We started to think about the right idea of getting involved in the caucuses and understanding what a delegate and an alternate are and how powerful they are in this system. Let's go into the things that you experienced, and perhaps you could share a little bit of what happened in St. Louis so the listeners get an idea of just how vast this thing really is.
Well, let me start off by telling you this, because I would say probably the vast majority of people in the Ron Paul campaign had no idea about the process. I knew nothing. I did not know what a county caucus was, a district convention, a state convention. I didn't even know they held them. So I was contacted back in August by one of the people from Restore the Republic, who's down in Texas, and he had hooked up with a gentleman by the name of Dick Mills, and they were going to start a nationwide campaign to bring things down to the precinct level and teach this process to people on how we could take it over from the bottom up. So I got involved in that. That was called Ron Paul Friends USA. They talked me into taking a seven-state area, which was overwhelming. And that eventually didn't really go anywhere because after we came out with the idea and got everybody started, finally, at the last minute, the official campaign comes out with their precinct program. So ours just kind of fell away. But at least we had a chance to get people to start thinking about it and start making plans about, you know, working the delegate process and starting from the precinct level.
Well, if you probably had the same impression that I did. It seemed as though in the grassroots, from the very beginning, we were considerably ahead of the Ron Paul presidential campaign committee. But they did come along, and they did create this precinct leader program. And so we've now got people all over the United States who have taken an active role at that level, have begun to think on a precinct level, and I think it would be to the great advantage of the entire revolution to be able to catch that wave before it dashes itself to nothingness on the beach and make hay with it. Wouldn't you agree?
You betcha. And we've started it, and it's working.
All over the United States.
All over.
Mm-hmm.
You betcha.
So now from that then, as we went into the real, the caucus period, there was also, I know up in the Joplin area, there were grassroots coordinators who were working diligently, holding mock caucuses and teaching people about how to conduct themselves and how to utilize Robert's Rules of Order and those various things that the party are basically locked into, both by their bylaws, their standing rules, and their platforms. This is a system, and they're controlled by state statute as well, which we discovered. And so there's not a lot of wiggle room for them. They pretty well have to do what they do, and I don't think that, and I'm sure that you can testify to this, I don't think they were prepared for this grassroots phenomena that challenged them, if you will, on their home turf.
No, they had no idea. They were warned at the last minute. We know that, and that came down from, I think, the National Committee.
Yes.
Which is, and they panicked, because they didn't understand what really was going on, which is unfortunate because that just goes to show you that even the, you know, the, what I call the old guard, Republicans, had absolutely no idea what was going on in this movement. They had no idea. Because all they do is watch mainstream TV and listen to these Limbaughs and Hannitys, and they had no idea what was going on. So it was pretty surprising to them. You know, and one thing that I found, and I was very impressed, is that most of the Ron Paul groups around the country conducted themselves very professionally. And it was disappointing to see the old guard breaking rules and just doing everything they possibly could to shut down the movement.
Well, as I've said a lot of times, Jim, you know, in the political arena, if I've learned anything, I've learned this, that if you want to be a successful candidate on either of the two established political parties, it begins with an invitation. You have to be invited. And then once you've been invited, then you have to be endorsed. And after your endorsement comes, then you get financing. And eventually, if your candidacy is strong and it looks like you're going to win, then finally they'll give you the nomination. But in this particular case, with Dr. Paul not being invited, kind of coming in from the wings, if you will, he never was endorsed by the party. He wasn't financed by the party. We were financing him through our own efforts. And so what I saw, and perhaps you got the same thing in your email box, what I saw was an absolute denial of his candidacy and the validity of it coming directly from the party. And so, folks, we have to understand that this two-party system is designed to keep out all but the very chosen of their own. And they don't really represent us. They represent the parties. And when we come back from this break, we'll go into this concept a little deeper. Your calls and questions are welcome. Day at 1-800-313-9443. Call in.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
Right here on Become Vocal Local. And Jim, I probably have the same impression as you did with the incredible speed with which information has been traveled throughout this entire movement. It would seem as though someone would have a sign rally or do something. It would go up on YouTube. The next thing you know, you'd hear about it on the internet radio, and the very next day other people would be replicating it. Can you see this as a great advantage for political activism in the next decade?
Actually, it's going to be the savior of our country. And I honestly believe that, and that's why we're starting to see the powers that be are wanting to try to shut down the internet, or at least limit it to the availability to the people, which
is not,
scary.
It's not nice when the stupid dumb animals can communicate, is it?
we're at a very crucial period right now, and we can either keep going down this dark, corrupt slope that we're on, and live like slaves, or we can utilize this internet, just like the printing press brought us out of the dark ages. This can bring us out of these current dark ages and usher in the new renaissance.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. This concept of being able to communicate on a statewide, a national, and an international scene to basically unmask that man behind the curtain is so vitally important to this movement. that everything that we can do and more things that can be done need to be added to it. But even down at the very local level, when we turned out to somebody's garage or barn and started doing up painting our signs and stuff like that, I sat down and took the Ron Paul Revolution, maybe 5/8 tall by 3-inch long sticker that was available on the web from one of the sticker makers, and basically drew out, took that, used that as the formula, and created stencils for 4x8 signs from that little teeny thing, you know, just using basic drafting principles. But we learned a lot.
The creativity that came, that has come out of this movement was just mind-boggling.
Absolutely.
I had never seen anything like it in my life. It was exciting. I mean, it really encouraged everybody because it was just nonstop.
And I don't think that the traditional parties had anything in their system. They didn't have any network or anything in their system that could even begin to respond to it. And this hopefully will work to our advantage all the way now up until the general election. We have lots of candidates out there, people who are running for county committee man, county committee woman in their voting precincts. We have people who are running for county commissioner, county surveyors, state representatives. There's Mr. Maddox running for the United States House in the 7th District. We've got candidates all over the United States. We have a campaign for Liberty Slate, I believe it is, and so much is happening right now. But I think that the concept of putting this on the web and mobilizing, I mean, we're ahead of the game now. The other side, if you want to look at the conservative parties, the two-party system, they're playing a game called catch-up, and I don't know whether they're going to have the steam to do it. But without millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars, everybody was reaching into their own pocket. I know I was buying spray paint and cardboard, you know. So everybody was chipping in themselves and getting this job done. And I think that's the real American spirit. That's the true patriot spirit that we need to spread nationwide. Would you agree?
Well, I can tell you, William, 2.5-3 years ago, I was making plans to leave this country because I was so fed up with all the corruption. And I finally made a decision to stay, but if I was going to stay, I was going to fight. And so that's what we've done all across the country, and I can once again say that I'm extremely proud to be an American.
Absolutely. And it is a struggle, and it's an ongoing struggle, and you're not alone. There have been many, many people, and it's crossed my mind as well, about the concept of leaving this country. I was up in Newton County at the post office almost 2 years ago, and I was in line behind this nice young lady and her two children, and she was pushing boxes along with her toes and put them up on the counter there, and she was shipping those boxes to Germany. And so, the man was putting all the foreign labels and stuff like that on her, on them. I asked her, does she have family over there? And she says, not yet, but this family's going. You know?
Yeah. You know, it's awful. And you know, they don't publish it, but we've lost a lot of people. A lot of people have left. I've had friends that have left. So, they call me all the time on Skype, and they tell me, Jim, get out of there, man. You got to get out of there. Get your family out of there. And well, I tell them, nope, I'm standing, and I'm going to fight.
There you go. If we turn our back on this, freedom and liberty is going to fleet away from this planet. And if we don't stand up, and if we don't take action, and if we don't wrest control of what our founders gave us, it's all over. This is a globalist system, folks, and there's no local solution that's going to get us out of this global problem. Now, when we come back from this break, we've got a caller we'll bring up, and we have our special guest, Jim Palmisano. Stay with us. More to come right after these few commercials. That's good enough. Ends of an ad. Works for me. See you then.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Last month, Ready Reserve Foods stated that by fall, food would be in short supply and the government would be forced to impose controls on food and food distribution because of civil unrest and panic. Well, the floods in the heartland of America have all but assured this will happen. It is estimated that 5 million acres of farmland will not be producing over 700 million bushels of corn alone. If you have ever thought about storing food, now is the time to do so. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202 for a free catalog. Larry Matlack, president of the American Agriculture Movement, stated on June 6th that the USDA has only enough wheat stored to make one half of a loaf of bread for every American. Visit us on the web at ReadyReserveFoods.com. 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Act now.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Listener, ask yourself, can I be deceived? Matthew 24 states 4 times in the last days that many will be deceived. There are many ideas about the mark of the beast and the Antichrist. What do you know about the beast, its mark, and the Antichrist? Is the beast a superpower nation or a giant computer in Belgium? Is its mark a chip implant, a tattoo, the national ID card, or 666? Is the Antichrist a person, title, or both? Is the beast and the Antichrist one and the same? Some believe all this is yet future. Others believe that it is in the past. 1 John states that the Antichrist is already in the world. What is the truth and what is a lie? Are you willing to search God's Word for the truth? Friends, all these answers are in the Bible. For free books, DVDs, and Bible studies exposing the Antichrist, the beast, and its mark, write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771, or call 1-888-211-1715, 1-888-211-1715. Please remember to mention you are from RBN.
We're back, listeners. I'd like to remind you that the RBN call-in lines are open today at 1-800-313-9443. Jim, would you like to take a call with me? Betty from North Carolina. Come on up, Betty.
Hello.
How are you
can
doing
you hear
today?
Me? I'm fine. Hope you are, too.
We're doing all right. What's on your mind?
What's on my mind is the county level. Precincts, you don't think of going through the parties at the county level much, that you're going to get much done going through the party level. And wondering about the technology, if people don't, you know, enough people having computers that there should be some way to arrive at on issues, you know, where people can express and use the technology.
Yes.
Do you know anything about that?
Well, let me start off and just simply say that in response to the first query, if I understand your question properly, the idea of becoming vocal local and beginning to work writing your own local voting precinct, that is something that you can do on a nonpartisan basis, but certainly what you're going to want to be focusing on is getting a county committee man and a county committee woman for whichever party is the strongest in your county elected as a result of the campaign work that you do in your local voting precinct group, because that's the beginning level of representation. It's one level that we don't have right now. So becoming interested again and becoming involved and following the course of events that are happening right where you are in your county committee is the beginning step of basically getting sanity back into your county. Now, as far as going on the Internet and using the Internet to find issues, Well, there's issues that absolutely abound. Some of the best news readers out there are right here on RBN, and you'll find issue after issue after issue spoken of every single day.
Taking a poll at the county level.
Well, taking a poll at the county level is something that we have in the Ozark Property Rights Congress here in the far southwest chapter on our website, theozarkvoter.info. Our webmaster is very much interested in that, and we have been, with some of the other members of the group, sending out questionnaires to all of the candidates. We've been holding, we had one last night when we had our meeting, a monthly meeting of our group, and we had all of the candidates for county commissioner at the meeting. So we were able to really take the gloves off and ask them some of the tough questions that they'll never find out and about in the party meetings. So there are things that we can do and things that we must do right where we are. And I think that starting at the local voting precinct level is a very good place to begin. What is your thought on that, Jim?
No, that's exactly what we need to be doing. And we not only just in the on the political side, but we need to be doing it on the legal side also, because there's we're losing our rights left and right, and we can't allow that to be done. But William, you're the one that put out how to that paper on how to take back our country and our party one precinct at a time. And when you sent that to me and I read it, that went all over the internet in about 48 hours.
It got a little bit of circulation, didn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I put it out overnight to over 1,000 people, state coordinators included, from two different organizations, and it started hitting all the meetups, and people got learned real quick.
And that's, go ahead, Betty, go ahead.
Why should we be so hesitant to have referendums on the local level, on the local issues?
I'm certainly, Betty, I would encourage you, do not be hesitant. At this time, we don't have a minute to lose. And if your state in North Carolina, if you have the initiative and referendum, or if you can circulate a petition during these summer months at the various counties' affairs and at the big meetings and outdoor cookouts and barbecues and campsites and things like that, if there's something out there that you're aware of, an ordinance that's going against the will of the people, something that's taken away your freedom or your liberty, now is the time to move, and to move with all speed. And you'll be surprised.
I'm thinking it ought not to be the exception. It ought to be that our representatives get informed, because we have the technology to take referendums on the people's vote within the precinct.
We're fortunate in the state of Missouri to have Representative Jim Guest. Perhaps you have someone in your area that will listen to you and that will be able to help guide you through the process of what are the legal steps that are necessary to take, and I encourage you to do that. But if you happen to live in an area where your representative isn't listening and is not responding and is basically serving his own needs or the party needs, then you'll have to lead the banner yourself. But if you do have a local state representative that you can work with, that you can capture their ear and get their attention, I hardly recommend trying that approach first.
Well, you know, the federal and state and region, quote-unquote, if we can't get that technology working down at the county level, it seems like we're never going to get. And one last thing on the federal level. With Ron Paul, you know, I was making signs, and I've got posters here, but they're not out. Neither is anybody else putting any posters out. And I was with immediate family over this last holiday, and I was astounded by the wide distance between the places where people stood, you know, so far as liberal or conservative, on so many issues. But they all said, well, we'd all support Ron Paul, but there, you know, we don't have that option.
Well, that's true, but remember
Amazing.
That all politics, Betty, are local. That's where they begin. And so you may have someone running right now on all those signs you might see out in the yards. You might have some candidates right now who are trying diligently to become elected because they too have a spirit of freedom and they too believe in the Constitution. So we need to meet and greet these candidates and find someone else to work with. Ron Paul stepping out of the campaign only should energize us to turn right around and invest our time and our energy making those signs and those posters for the campaign of choice right where you are.
Is there any hope that if the Republican, something happens there, that he's got a war chest and he could step in?
I really don't believe that there is, and I don't believe that he thinks that there is, and I think that's why he's pursued the course of action that he has, Betty.
Okay.
All right. Well, thanks
thank
for calling.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Well,
you, go
what,
ahead, Jim.
William, what these people need to understand is that I mean, even if Ron Paul were to get the nomination and became the president, the president has very limited powers. You know, we have to start locally and start enforcing our constitutions upon all of our officials.
Absolutely.
From the local level all the way up to the top. And, you know, that's where I think that we need a major, major paradigm shift because we have enough people that have woken up and now they know the truth. But we're continuing just to focus on the problems and we're not focusing on the solution.
Exactly.
The solution is going to come in many forms. We're already doing it from the political side. Now it's time to get down and start enforcing the law. And I'm involved in a new organization that is doing exactly that. We're going to force the law.
And that's really so important, you know, because the state representatives and our county commissioners and even the sheriffs, but particularly the state representatives, your state senators and your county commissioners, the county commissioners and your city councils folks, they have the ordinance-making power. They have local option power, et cetera. The legislature, they're the law-making. They're the law-making powers, and the Senate ratifies and sometimes advances their own. But it is that judicial branch of government that if we don't have a fair and balanced opportunity to redress our grievances in a honest court of law, we have absolutely no redress, do we, Jim?
That's what we're working on because if you don't have remedy available in the courts, then you have no rights, period. And that's what people need to understand, and we need to start focusing more on the legal side. And we have an awesome team put together, and it's growing big, and we're trying to roll out our membership right now.
Well, how could people find out more information about that? Is there any place that they can go, a website you could recommend?
I'll just introduce it. The company is called Copper Cards.
That would be COPPER?
Yes, CARDS.com. And just to give you a brief introduction, we have two primary goals in Copper Cards. We're providing members with tools to enforce the law, and we're creating communities that will stand together to enforce the law. And we are totally nonviolent. We're just going to do this. We're going to enforce the law on the courts and on our representatives. And that's what we're doing. And let me explain. It's a strange name, okay? But basically, we're going to be utilizing the law that's been provided to us by the constitutions and the common law. And a copper card is basically a small card with a simple set of instructions on it that'll assist a member that might find themselves, you know, in various situations dealing with either law enforcement, the courts, or the government. For an example, we're going to have a copper card that is for traffic tickets, arraignment, criminal law, family law, tax law, real estate and land title, recovery lawsuits, if your rights have been violated.
Let me jump in and ask this question, Jim. When you say you're going to have cards, Is this something the size of a driver license, or is this something like a business card, or?
Yeah, it's like the size of a driver's license or a credit card, something like that.
Okay.
And on it,
there will be like a topic of some sort or another, and then you envision having a general outline of a law or part of law, and then additional information that they could obtain for solutions.
Well, and along with that card, there will be a booklet, and you will just go into that booklet, like, say, for traffic tickets, and there'll be a section on traffic tickets that will get more in-depth on the subject. So, and we're making these so that the common person that knows nothing about law can understand what the process is and what they're supposed to do. And it'll be telling you what to do, what not to do, how to proceed in a court, things like that. And we've got constitutional attorneys, we've got ex-prosecutors, defendant attorneys, lay people that have been studying the law and trying to figure this out for years, all coming together. And basically, we're going to enforce the law. And when we do that and we accomplish that, things are going to change drastically in this country. You know, like what they're doing up in Washington, D.C. with this FISA deal, they're breaking the law, folks. And we need to hold them to the law. But they are breaking the law. They're forgiving somebody that has broke the law.
It's kind of like a legislative pardon.
Yes. And we did not give them the authority to do that. So it's time for the people to gather in their local communities, learn the law, and we all have to back each other. Because our courts are very corrupt. Most people don't know, but when our country went bankrupt in 1933, all of our court system they are corporations, and they're operating under the Uniform Commercial Code. And those are not the courts of law that we need to be in. And we need to learn how to enforce the Constitution on those courts.
Let me give you an example of something that occurred last night in conversation with one of the candidates for county commissioner. One of our members is a strict constitutionalist, and that's one of the questions that always pops out of his mouth in all of our public meetings and in our inquiries with the various the questionnaires that we sent to all of the candidates. He sent a considerable number of questionnaires out, not only to the county commissioners, but also to the sheriff's candidates, et cetera. But this one gentleman, when we were in the coffee and cookies period, which I loved the most out of all these meetings, I like to go face down in the brownies myself. But anyway, I asked him, I said, well, now when you are elected, if you're successful, will you take the oath of office, and will you uphold the Constitution for the United States and the state of Missouri, and faithfully discharge your duties as a county commissioner? And he says, well, no, I won't take an oath to support the Constitution, but an oath I would take. And then he started to talk about an oath that he would write for himself. And to me, that was so repugnant and such a shock to hear somebody.
That is criminal, what he just said.
Exactly.
That is criminal.
He's walking into, a really horrible place. But that's the mentality of some of the people that we do have running for office, folks, and we need to turn this thing around quickly.
Yes. Yes. I mean, if people need to understand that this country is in a severe constitutional crisis. And they need to understand, in fact, there's another, I think it might be on the Copper Cards website, but there's another website called Liberty for Life. And there is a chart on those websites that shows that the United States has more people in jail than all countries combined in the world.
It's an absolute frightening shame. We have another caller, Jim, before we get into this break. Let's bring up our next caller. Who do we have on the line? Okay, John in Canada. John, come on board.
Hey, guys.
How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing okay, but the world's falling apart, man. We're missing leadership all over the place on 50 issues. You know, as you're probably aware, the Senate's just voting to decide whether all Americans can be spied on with the Internet, and it looks like it's going to go through. You know, they're not, police officers in your country are not going to be following probable cause anymore. You just look for anybody, you know. And what'll end up happening is they'll start looking for people with cash, right, and things they can confiscate, because there's a million and one laws they can apply to somebody to give you a hard time. And if they're not following probable cause, they're not going after any bad guys, you know. And this is the case with Iran right now. I mean, Condoleezza Rice is telling you about how terrible and sinister their nuclear weapons program is, but does she have a scintilla of evidence to back up her allegation? No, but we got evidence against her to the who's how. I mean, she was responsible for the invasion of Afghanistan strategy, an illegal document.
I've got to take a break, John. Hang on the line. We'll come back in a few minutes, folks.
Sure.
This is Become Vocal Local. John in Canada on the line with us, and our special guest, Jim Palmisano. Stay right there.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with colds, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
Do you ever forget why you walked into a room or where you put the car keys? Do you feel like you might be slowing down mentally? That could be a sign that the brain is aging. Our brains control nearly every function of our body, including our ability to learn, remember, and concentrate. Sadly, as we age, our brain cells begin to die off. We may lose 30 to 50,000 a day. In youth, brain cells are protected by special proteins, but these proteins become depleted as we age. University scientists in Wisconsin found a unique calcium-binding protein in jellyfish that can protect brain cells. Prevagen is the only all-natural replacement source for these proteins. Studies show that Prevagen can reduce brain cell loss by up to an astounding 50%. Side effects? The only kind reported are the ones you want, like a healthier brain, a sharper mind, and clearer thinking. Find out more by visiting our website at Prevagen.com. You can also purchase Prevagen by calling 888-814-0814. That's Prevagen.com or 888-814-0814. Call today for a special offer from Prevagen.
Hi, I'm Ayala Jags. I'm in business just like you. I spend a lot of time on my cell phone, and I'm very concerned about the potential dangers of cell phone radiation, and you should be too. I found dozens of studies from around the world linking cell phone use to everything from skin conditions to brain tumors. It's shocking, it's scary. Numerous products claim to block cell phone radiation, but do they really? Then I found the Wave Shield. It's the only shielding device that has survived rigorous testing in an FTC-listed lab and is proven to block up to 97% of cell phone radiation from entering your sensitive inner ear. The Wave Shield is easy to apply, it fits almost every phone, and it really, really works. Don't take chances. Protect yourself, protect your family. The Wave Shield is only $19.95. Take just a moment. Call and order your Wave Shield right now. The evidence is growing. Why take a chance? Protect everyone you love. Call now.
866-989-9147.
And we're back. I would remind the listeners that when the Constitution was written, the judges of both the Supreme and the Superior and the Inferior Courts were to hold their offices only in terms and in the times of good behavior. In other words, when they start walking off all over the Constitution, all over our rights, it's time to send them those clowns away. And this is, again, one of those powers, Jim and John, that we hold as people, because we can look at our local judges, and if they've been running a kangaroo court on us, it's time to find some competent men and run them against them and win and take our courts back at the same time that we take back our House of Representatives and our Senate. Would you agree,
yes.
Jim?
Yes. Yes, I would, and I'd like to kind of respond to what John was saying.
Go ahead.
People of this world need to understand that they are using the Hegelian dialect, which has been used for thousands of years, and what they're doing is they're creating problems so that chaos will occur. And the prime example of that is this. They're making problems in between the Christians and the Muslims. And I can tell you right now, most Muslims are not coming after the Christians. They're creating this problem. Okay? The powers that be are creating this problem. This is just the old Hegelian dialect. And people have to wake up and say, no, I don't accept that.
Absolutely. Closing comments from John?
Truth triumphs falsehoods. I mean, it's our inabilities to communicate clearly. Censorship is the tool of tyrants. A lot of these people were told, well, they're just mistaken, and that's just how they see the world. No, they're criminally complicit. You know, the reason why many in the Bush administration actively worked to destabilize our world, including yourselves, is that they're trying to escape the crime scene leads of a whole bunch of different assaults. You know, Iraq, he doctored the national intelligence estimate. The White House actually doctored what the CIA said and lied to Congress. That's the highest act of treason imaginable.
You're right, John.
You're right.
And I thank you for your call. We're going to have to wrap
okay.
up things here today.
All right,
but you're exactly right. And Dennis Kucinich is doing everything that he can do to bring these crimes of treason against this country into full light and bring forward an impeachment. Jim, why don't you go ahead and wrap up, if you will, and give us some idea as to where you see the Ron Paul revolution continuing over the next, let's say, 12 months or so as we go into the election season and then from there into the 2010 period. What do you see happening and what would you like to see happen?
Well, first of all, if John's still listening in, I'd like him to contact me because I have friends up in Vancouver, British Columbia, that I would like to put him together with. They're as worried as he is.
Tell us how to get a hold of you, Jim.
He can call me at 417-496-1973.
Very good. There you go, John. You can get it off the archive if you missed it. So where are we going in all this, Jim?
Well, I think that, more and more people are starting to wake up thanks to the economic crisis that we're in right now. And, so this is prime time for us to get more people informed on what exactly is happening here. And, that's just going to make this movement grow bigger and bigger and bigger. I think that we're going to have some successes with the candidates at all levels. We've made our statements. I know that I've been approached by some of the old guard Republicans that are asking me for my help now because I have a nationwide network.
Well, Jim, I have to stop you there. We've got the music coming. Our time, unfortunately, for today has come and gone. I thank you for coming on with us. And again, my name is William Roberts. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local. Thank you for listening. And until the next time, listeners, good afternoon.